I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, April 9. Coming up, staff and patients at Cornwall Regional Hospital's main building fully relocated, energy minister and driver recuperating in hospital following motor vehicle crash, and industry minister reiterates government's commitment to expansion of the manufacturing industry. The news in detail after the break.
Motorists, stay safe while using a toll road, now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling at the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Patients and staff on the main building at the Cornwall Regional Hospital have been fully relocated. The relocation comes in light of noxious fumes and mold affecting patients and staff. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says five services are still being offered on the main building for various reasons.
The main building, which is a building of contention, has been downsized to only provide about 10% of what the building would normally provide. Those services are the linear accelerator, which is the cancer treatment facility, the morgue, dialysis, administration, and histology processing records. Those are the five that still exist, on more on the ground floor. But all the other services have been relocated. It had to take some time because there were no ready alternatives available.
Minister Tufton was speaking in a press conference at the Health Ministry on Monday. Other recent changes at Cornwall Regional Hospital include the renovation of the nurses' quarters to accommodate inpatient care. Inpatient care for patients from Cornwall Regional is also being offered at the nearby Falmouth Hospital and Mount Salem Health Centre. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley and his driver are recuperating in hospital following a motor vehicle crash this morning in Portmore, St. Catherine. The accident occurred around 9 a.m. at the four-way intersection of Passage Fort, Portsmouth, Waterford and Independence City. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who visited Dr. Wheatley earlier today, provided an update on his condition.
I went and visited with him at the Andrews Hospital. He is okay on the face of it, speaking and jovial as usual, but just out of an abundance of caution, he is being subjected to some tests to make sure that there's no internal damage anywhere. So for now, we give thanks. And by the way, that applies also to his driver, because his driver was also in the vehicle at the time driving. And both of them are going to be given those sort of precautionary tests.
Dr. Tufton was addressing a press conference at the Health Ministry on Monday. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw says the government is committed to the expansion of the manufacturing industry as part of efforts to improve the country's gross domestic product, GDP. Noting that the manufacturing industry made double-digit contributions to GDP during the 1980s, Mr. Shaw says the government will be undertaking several initiatives to replicate that level of output in the current climate. He adds that the development of agriculture is the key to achieving this objective.
Manufacturing as a percentage of gross domestic product was 20%. It has declined since then to 8% of GDP. Unacceptable. We have a ways to go. We have to rebuild manufacturing if we are going to grow this economy significantly again. And what is the good news is we can also have that linked umbilically with agriculture as well.
Minister Shaw was speaking while on a recent tour of Red Stripe Heineken Jamaica's Line 8 facility. In the meantime, the industry minister has commended Red Stripe Heineken Jamaica for its contribution to Jamaica's manufacturing and agriculture industries. Zoning in on the company's $2.1 billion state-of-the-art production line on Spanish Town Road in Kingston, Minister Shaw said the investment shows confidence in the country's fiscal direction and a commitment to help grow the economy.
The company must be congratulated for bringing back all of its export sales into local production. And that is about 30% of your total production that has been repatriated back to Jamaica, creating more jobs, adding the value here rather than adding the value overseas.
Minister Audley Shaw also hailed the company for collaborating with more than 100 farmers to incorporate cassava in the ingredients used to brew beer. The six-month-old Line 8 facility was commissioned into service last October and brews Red Stripe beer and Dragon Stout for the CARICOM, North American and United Kingdom markets. With an output of 40,000 bottles per hour, Line 8 is able to produce 3.5 million cases of the beverages per year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.